Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Cannabis cafes, home marijuana delivery, THC-infused spa treatments, those are all expected to be realities in the not-too-distant future as the state's Cannabis Control Commission this week transforms policy into regulations. Those regulations will govern what's likely to become a multi-billion dollar industry. WBUR's Steve Brown reports on the issues regulators are dealing with.
One of the fears of cannabis supporters has been that once okayed, the industry could be dominated by big, deep-pocketed businesses that would squeeze out smaller entrepreneurs looking to get a foothold in the emerging industry.
It's a little crazy that people are making a lot of money, but then other people are still in jail.
But regulators are looking out for people who may have in the past been in legal trouble for activities that under the new law are no longer crimes. Kamani Jefferson with the Massachusetts Recreational Consumer Council says there are many communities, including people who have done time for pot, that have been disproportionately affected by past prohibition of marijuana.
I think just trying to bridge that gap of the moneymakers and the people coming out of jail is very important for future generations as well. And creating wealth, I think you heard Chairman Hoffman say, we want to create wealth. You know, we don't just give people jobs. We want to help create economic empowerment.
To help, the Cannabis Commission has decided to keep application and license fees relatively low. For example, someone looking to open a retail pot shop would pay a $300 application fee and, if granted, would be charged $5,000 a year for a license. Certain entities would have their application fees waived if they're determined to be an equity applicant coming from one of those disproportionately affected communities. Criteria include residency, past nonviolent drug convictions for themselves or for someone in their family. Shalene Title is a member of the commission.
If you come from a community where marijuana enforcement has been unfair and there are disparities, you now are given a way to enter this industry in a way that's fair so that you just have some help starting your business and getting to be involved in the wealth that is being built.
In addition to wealth, the industry is sure to bring a cultural change to Massachusetts. Not only will adults over the age of 21 be able to purchase marijuana products from retail stores, they'll be able to have it delivered directly to their home, even if their home is in a community that has banned cannabis businesses. Customers would have to show IDs proving they're of age and sign for the deliveries. The commission also has decided that it will issue so-called social consumption licenses, businesses where patrons can consume cannabis on the premises. But the commission will hold off until October at the latest on whether to allow smoking at those venues. One thing that will be prohibited at those social consumption sites, however, is BYOC, or bring your own cannabis. Commissioner Kay Doyle says just like a bar where outside alcohol is prohibited, patrons must purchase only from licensed venues.
We would like to make sure the products are as health protective as possible. At this time, I just don't have the level of reassurance that I'd want that BYOC products are going to be the same standards that are required for products purchased from a licensed entity.
The commission must have final regulations in place by March 15th and begin accepting license applications by April 1st. Chairman Steve Hoffman predicts after the industry is up and running, it will reflect what voters wanted when they approved Question 4 last year.
I will not, you know, make a forecast about how many cities and towns, but it'll be broadly accessible. It will be secure. It will be safe. It will be characterized by a combination of bigger and smaller players. Minorities, women, veterans will be well represented in the industry.
The general public will have an opportunity to weigh in on the regulations during public hearings in February. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.